puddle and pond, and there's all sorts of special ways of dealing with flat roofs. In the city, a flat roof, basically, they'll use a membrane roof, and then they'll cover it with stone, and that pretty much so works to keep the roofs dry on flat apartment buildings and stuff like that. They have all sorts of special ways of dealing with that. On a house, not so much. They only have a limited number of things that they can do and ways that they can address it. So, you know, he could put down foam, he could put down all this other stuff, he could do all this, these other things. The main question is how long is he going to guarantee his work for? And how long has the guy been in business? And are there any complaints against him? You know, anybody have any problems with the work that this guy's done for them? So, you know, you research your contractors, you pick the one, not with the highest price, not with the lowest price, but a price in the middle, because that's a guy that knows what he's doing.
Oh, I know what you're saying. If you pick all for the price, the old saying goes, you get what you pay for. Let me turn it over to Gary, but he talked about, and I don't fully understand it, I'm not in that business, laying down torch down and foam under it, he wants to rip up and see if there's any rotted wood and change it if necessary. So I don't know, like I said to you, maybe he sees me coming because I'm in an expensive area and I'm sitting in a wheelchair. What do you think, Gary?
I don't know anything about flat roofs, so I don't know if he's blowing smoke up your nose or if he's actually telling you what you should be doing. I think Rich's idea of getting multiple estimates and making note of the way they're going to do it, and if you get multiple people telling you the same way, and they have varying prices, pick someone in the middle. I think Rich is giving you good advice.
Okay, Rich, go ahead. And Rich, you're probably moving right now. I can give you my phone number if you know anybody in that field.
I haven't had any roofers or anything like that in quite some time. So I'm sure there's plenty of guys around that can recommend somebody, or, you know, you can always let your fingers do the walking or go on the internet and do some research there. You definitely want to research the guys and make sure that they have no complaints against them. So that you're going to need to do that on the internet anyway, so I don't think you can do that by a phone call anymore. All that stuff is done online. I don't know, you got all those wonderful referral services and other stuff online. I'm sure you could locate a couple of them. And you, basic rule of thumb is you want bare minimum of 3 estimates. Bare minimum. And you want the guy to explain it to you. If you don't know what he's talking about, say, look, I don't know what you're talking about. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Explain it to me. And if the guy's got doesn't have the time to explain it to you, send him out the door. See you later. Bye.
You're right. Look, he did explain a lot of it to me. Some of it went over to my head. I got some after explanations from some of the hands. That, you know, one guy was in Staten Island who, I didn't know what talk down was. He told me. So anyway, I'm getting an education. It's what do they say? The educated consumers. How's that thing go again? Gary, pick it up. You guys continue. I don't want to break this up, Gary, and I'm glad your parties went good.
Rich, the phrase was an educated consumer was his best customer, was Cy Sims, and the company's out of business. So I guess the educated consumer wasn't his best customer. Rich?
You're right. You're right. Oh, God. Do your homework. That's all. Do your homework. And I'm sure you'll find out what you need to find out. You'll be happy with what's done. Mobile.
The KA2NC Mobile.
Good morning, Dumper. Rich, I told you you'd get a little bit ahead of me. I'm coming up to Dr. Jekyll in New High Park. Do me a favor, don't spit on the repeater. You'll probably short out the antenna. Dumper, give it to Richie. And 7-3, EO.
Okay, Gary, you guys take care.
Yeah.
I've been sick, so I'm clear. Sorry. And Leo. Yeah, I've had a case of pneumonia. It's getting cleared up. You guys take care. And Leo.
7-3 there, Rich. Still better. Good morning, Rich. Spinning his wheels near the repeater. Good morning, Gary. I'm over here just getting on the four-laner now on a southern state. Well, early the next couple of days. So, hopefully we make it in time. And time is of the essence. Over here there, Rich. Yet the time is on my side. Yes, it is. Stones.
Biddy, you'll have a slowdown for a while, but once you get anywhere near New High Park, it opens up. At least that's what I found. Rich will tell me if I'm running into trouble ahead of here. So, anyway, so this is the last week I have to work at the school in 2014. I have, including today, 4 business days left. Rich?
Major League break check at the Cross Island Parkway, boys. Plus there's a RMP sitting on the zebra stripes of everybody coming up off the Cross Island Parkway. I guess he's watching to see who crosses over the zebra stripes illegally so he can write them a summons. But it's picking back up a little bit, but definitely went from free and easy to toy like a toyger. Vincennes and 2PPN Mobile.
I'm business on that. Maybe I should bail out and then take the side streets and get back on.
It's ways tell you, Vinny.
What's that, Rich?
It's ways tell you. Is it ways telling you which way to go?
I just think I may just bail out and take the side streets for a bit if I keep going. Although the lights aren't backing up here, I'll see.
Vinny, I'm coming up to the Cross Island right now. If you're all the way in the left, so far I haven't had to hit the brakes. And I am at the Cross Island exit as we speak. But I see lots of lights ahead, so I'm hitting the brake check now.
Alright, well then I'll just stay on this meander my way.
Just a brake check. It moves, and if you're going down to the Clearview and then you're going to go up to Clearview to head towards the hospital, I'm sure you'll be fine. Just a little slow down in the stream of life.
Alright. So I'll stay on this route all the way. It should start getting lighter as the schools are letting out. Hopefully traffic will be at a bare minimum in the next couple of days.
There's a major amount of traffic coming up from the Cross Island, and that's what's causing the brake check. Oh, and I think the RMP found someone. He hasn't turned his lights on, but he's starting to move.
Just out of the so is the police.
Caution.
Looking for victims.
Shooting fish in a barrel. Like shooting fish in a barrel. Alright. Things have freed back up. And got a little breathing room over here by the Jose Cuervo.
I think that cop just got tired of sitting there and he decided to change his location. He still has yet to turn.
turn on his party head.
JB2N, QM, over here.
What up, yo? You missed the car wash and wax festival.
I did. Oh, God, my Jimmy Willikers puzzle box.
Little tops? Amazing, because the foam is still sitting in the street. Steve shows up and everybody shuts up? That doesn't say much for Steve.
He is acetosis.
We're all waiting for Steve to tell us this weekend's exploits.
Hey, yeah, let me hear about the date. Let me hear about the date.
The date? Oh, the dinner at Prime? It was nice. Nice. Nice place. I've been there before. I haven't been there in a long time, but nice place. Good food, good company. Good, precious bodily fluid transfer afterwards. Everything worked out.
This date wasn't the ex you were telling me about, was it?
No, sir. No, sir. I'm trying to, keep that at arm's length. I don't know what I'm going to do with that yet. We'll see. It's always good to have stuff on the back burner, Gary. You know that. Little amalgam, some x-rays, an occasional client that pays. You know the drill.
Yes, an occasional client that pays is good.
Oh, Stevie!
Sir, yes, sir.
Not only did I do front brakes on the Toyota, pads and rotors, I also fixed the AC system.
Just in the nick of time. You know, you're getting like Andy.
It's been annoying when you're driving it, you know, in the rain. The inside windows get a little foggy and you can't, you know, defog the inside windows. Oh, plus on those hot days, you know, when you want to cool down a little bit.
Right, what was wrong with it?
Except that years ago, or a few years back, I must have changed the cap on the low pressure port of the system to a brass cap, and somewhere along the lines, the wonderful thing that happens to your tire pressure sensors if you change the plastic valve cap on your tire pressure sensors to a metal cap, the aluminum fuses to the metal. In this case, the aluminum threads on the low pressure port fused to the brass cap. So I couldn't get at it to see if it needed a little shot of gas.
Dissimilar metal, 101.
I had to take a dental drill. Gary will be proud of this. I had to take a dental drill in my Dremel tool and slice the metal brass cap longitudinally so I could take a screwdriver in there and snap the cap in half so I could get it off, cleaned up the threads, put the gauges on everything, and found out I was about 9 ounces low. Once I topped it right up, lo and behold, compressor, everybody comes right back up online, and it's good to go.
So you took your car over to Gary's house, and you did it there?
And Gary's the only one that owns a dental drill?
I would have used a disc.
Discs are too dangerous in that particular situation because you can't control the depth of the disc. Can't control the cut. Come on, you know these things.
The discs that I have, I could have controlled it. How are you going to control the cut with a burr?
Very simply, by slowly dragging it through the slot you create until the second that you see a thread. Once you see a thread break through, you stop.
Yeah, and I can do that with a disc. The type of discs that I have are only 1 inch in diameter. I can see the slot.
Yes, I have discs also. The discs are less than a 16th of an inch thick, so you're going to have a hard time seeing into the slot.
Did you say slot?
It's slot, not slut.
By the way, good morning, Skeep.
Vincent, so are you hiding in the bushes?
I had to pull over for a few minutes.
No. Okay, on urination breaks. Yeah, you get to that age, you know, you gotta go when you gotta go.
Wake up in the middle of the night in IRLP.
Can you save me a spot this morning?
Yeah, right, I'll let you know. I'm not there yet. I'm by Slakeville Road.
Hey, Rich, does this slow down all the way through the trench?
Nah, 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 nah.
Nope.
Whatever it is, it clears right up. I'm just approaching the spiral staircase.
Okay.
Any more today than yesterday, spiral staircase.
The program, Vinny, that was like so 2 weeks ago.
But not as much as tomorrow.
The rerun.
So I had a good comparison. I went to the Agent Steakhouse on Austin Street, and then I went to Prime on Saturday night. No comparison between the two. Absolutely not.
Too much red meat in your diet.
And what's a little trip of animal flesh but your friends?
Dualistic charring of the animal flesh.
In a restaurant, 388.
Gas isn't that expensive anymore. And to be in Mobile.
It's on Willis Avenue.
You're talking about Willis Avenue. Where?
P-D-L-I-E. It's an Italian restaurant.
It's right by my house. How come I don't know it?
Hey, check it out. Supposedly the food's pretty good there.
You're not talking about Mateo's, are you?
I'm talking about 388.
Looking at this Gulf station over here, it's 287.
This is gonna keep dropping.
Andy, what'd you pay for oil the other day?
252.
Probably by the end of this week I'll put in for a hit.
Can't hold out till the end of the year. You think it's gonna go up or down?
It's still going down. It's still going down. That's why I'll wait another few days. But I figure I might as well top off now because you never know. You never do know.
Yeah, the weather's been coldish, so as long as there's no sustained cold snap, they got nothing to squawk about. Unless there's a hurricane in the Himalayas or something like that.
That finally made it to the top of the spiral staircase.
Not with those, not capped, but locked in into ZEP, almost at the spiral staircase.
Made it to the top of the spiral staircase there, kid.
And Richie is here as a doormat, which is extremely apropos. What did you say, Gary? What about the cap?
I said, can you imagine the guys who locked in oil prices back in September? Not capped, but locked in.
I was having a discussion with the planning director the other day about that. He locked in. He's shaking his head, but he can't catch a break. He just did a new oil burner, too. The one he had in his place cracked, so he's shaking his head, his little slanty head.
Totally confident the provision for prices to go down, but in
interestingly enough, I guess no one ever thought about that.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the difference between locking it and capping. Capping, if the price goes down, it just guarantees they won't go above a certain level. Locking in, no matter what the marketplace is, that's what you're getting it at.
You know, today they're supposed to repeal the camera law. Take them all. If they pass that, they'll take them all down soon.
What about the ones in the city? We've got ones that are mounted now in the neighborhood of where we work, going to and from the Midtown Tunnel, Long Island City, McGinnis Boulevard. They got a nice, brandy new, permanently mounted speed camera.
What money did they waste on this?
Some cock and bull law to keep them up.
What money did they waste on all these camera lights?
Not as much as they've reaped in. They reaped the whirlwind. Didn't Kramer put these up, Richie?
Kramer was doing red light cameras. I don't remember if he was doing speed cams.
Eric Kramer this weekend, by the way.
Really? How's the old boy doing? How's he making out with his ailment?
But I didn't talk to him, I just heard him. I heard him talking to Andy CDL.
Stay on the main line, Gary. Gaga is pretty much so not moving into PBN.
Thanks. I was about to ask you, because I'm in the process of doing the merge.
By the towers. Hello, towers. Goodbye, towers.
Faulty towers. I had to play thunder out yesterday. It was nice.
So yesterday, I turned the hose back on, washed and waxed the Toxic Avenger, and then She Who Must Be Feared and Obeyed came home, and I looked at the CRV and I went, you know what? I have not waxed that vehicle yet since we brought it home and put it in the stable. So I gave it a wash and a wax. This way, the wintertime nonsense that will be thrown all over it will hopefully not cause any difficulties.
Kooky. I did go to my friend's boutique on Saturday. It's in a very large hair salon with a lot of kooky girls.
Really? Was there a lot of large hair there?
Not large, but different color. Your daughter would have liked it there.
Now she's ultra blue right now, like a really neon blue.
Yeah, it looks like the going thing right now is the shock of gray. You can have whatever color you want, like the ultra blue with a big shock of gray.
Like the Cruella de Vil look?
Very big, very big. They got to, my friend is very, she's really crazy. She's very loud. They had 20 hair cutters there, I met 25.
Keep going for your next haircut.
I don't go there. But a nice place, I mean, I might stop in again to see her. It's a good place to stop.
Stop in and see her.
It's down by Vinny's House of Detention. It's on Newbridge.
Boy, she's on and speaking.
Vinny, Metro Modes on Newbridge?
Modes, maybe. Where is it? In East Meadow?
No, I think the car said North Belmore. Metro Modes.
North of the Southern State or South? No, by the North.
7th Street? Yeah, it was south.
Oh, it's probably one of those, I think it's probably right near the firehouse.
Just south of where the Friendlies was. So where was that, Delmore and Newbridge, where they cross? I don't know, a half mile south on Newbridge, on the southbound side.
You mean on the, it would either be the west, I mean the westbound side, not the southbound.
Newbridge doesn't go north-south?
Yeah, but it's on the left side of Newbridge or on the right side of Newbridge. It can't be in the middle of Newbridge.
On the right side, going, okay, southwesterly. Is that better?
Of course, can't be on the southbound side because you'd be right in the middle of Newbridge.
Now you're starting to give me a stomachache. Okay.
And I took the upstairs route, Gary. I'm going to go to Greenpoint Ave, turn around, and come back because downstairs is absolutely horrible, and I didn't think about it in time to jump off at Maurice.
So I'm coming up to Queens Boulevard. When does this traffic open up, or doesn't it?
It just moves. It doesn't fly. It moves.
Just past the house that Gary built.
Why does it open up a little bit after the side of the old gas tanks, after we pass the railroad trestle?
Yeah, by the time you hit the railroad trestle, it'll be better. Steve?
Yes?
Are you Steve?
I'm just passing Big Barry Salt Mine.
I'm on the LIE from across Island.
I told you I spoke to Big Barry, right, Rich?
I believe so. I think we had mentioned that in passing. And CBM Mobile! Coming up on Greenpoint Ave.
A little nipply out there. Showing 32 by the golf course. Inslee, when are you taking off? Are you working through with holidays?
Of course, I don't get a break.
Well, I'm off Thursday and Friday this week, and then I'm off Thursday and Friday next week, and then I'm off Thursday and Friday the following week. So I'm going to have three-day weeks.
You keep just getting off, don't you?
I get off as much as I possibly can.
Hey, Steve, if you're not going to be here on Thursdays, I'll say have a good holiday to you now because I won't be on again after Thursday until 2015.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. You have a good holiday season, too. Happy and healthy New Year. And may the gods bring plenty of cavities to you.
We're going to have a special Hanukkah celebration tomorrow night.
Where, Gary's?
Oh, we're going to the culinary school for dinner.
But bring me home like 20 latkes.
Well, that'll be getting made tonight is sweet potato latke production night.
And I don't have to tape, I'll fix the floss afterwards. Be posting that bit strip.
Bit stripping my face off.
You know the bit strip you sent me with Gary?
What movie are they shooting over here, these guys on Greenpoint Avenue? My God, they got the street all screwed up. How dare they shoot film movies, TV productions here?
Oh, so even though I'm no longer on Facebook, I still have a Bitstrip personage?
Bitstrip will live forever, Gary.
Yes, I have it in my archives, Gary. It's one of my faves.
Well, if anyone comes up with a really good one, email it to me so I can see it.
That was a good one. front, I'll give you a heads up. If you're that close, I'll try and block something for you. I'll do some C-blocking.
Yeah, do some C-blocking. It's getting close.
Okay, I'm past Corp on Dom Street. So it's time to prep the ship for submersion. 7-3 all, and to all a good day. And to Zeddy be clear.
Long, Garish, and to PBN.
Long, Gary. Have a good one.
Treason, don't forget to hold your breath.
Did I say schlong?
Did you?
Well, on the first pass, it's, wasn't looking good. I'm gonna try and go to my secret spot now. Let's see what's over there.
You got, like, your secret garden?
Secret Santa?
My secret deodorant.
Secret sex tape?
Doing the secret Santa again. We do it with our little group at the hospital.
Making my way to the back streets. Just came over the Greenpoint Avenue Bridge. And to PBN Mobile.
Oh, Vinny. Sucks.
I should park far away and start walking, because I can't waste time looking for a spot. I'm on the hunt.
There's a little spot on the bottom of 59th, if you want to go over there, at the bottom of the hill.
Are you now?
Did you take it? Because I couldn't fit in this.
Still not close enough yet. Now I'm at the block, I'd have to walk out to park. Jeez, so what street is this? 148. At a church. Horrible.
No, I just saw you go by it. You didn't see me?
I didn't.
Giving you the bird.
Alright. So, there's nothing here. It's over here. I'll have to park. Get a fast walk. I got a spot. 7-3's. Catch you in the hotel. This is KA2NTD clear.
Down, Mink. And there were two.
Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Work to do on his car, so it's gonna, in fact, I'm gonna meet him by my mom's later on this morning. I think he's changed his brakes and he's putting on a set of tires. But he won't be in this morning.
Oh, okay, very good. All right. Well, it's nice to take a day off. Yeah, looks like I'm going to take Wednesday off because I got some things to do with, time of year I usually take a day, and, that's my plans. All right. I figure the East is up, but we'll find out later on, and, see what happens. But, I got a lot of things done this week, and I made a big dent in my Christmas cards, and got about two-thirds of them done. I got a few more to do, but I'll finish that up today and tomorrow. It should be done by tomorrow, or Wednesday at the latest. But these are local cards, you know, cards that I'm just going. This is in Connecticut, but I wanted to get the one that's done, and we're going to California, Colorado, Florida, you know, that need 4 or 5 days to get there. I'll send my moms out tomorrow, but I finished up my online shopping, and so I got that done as well. So a lot of things I was concentrating on for the weekend. And I got the tree, but I didn't take it because the guy said he'll cut it, but then he said it should be in water right away after he cuts it. And I didn't think about that. Past years, I think, you know, he would cut it and I'd leave.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
I missed the last part of that. Times out the repeater. I always tell him don't cut it because I don't put it up right away. I think they say, you know, get water into it, like, no more than 4 hours after it's cut.
Okay, see, I can't remember that in past years. It would usually sit for a week outside, of course, but yeah, it probably didn't help not getting it in water. I mean, it did all right. And this time I'm just waiting. I'll get it next week and put it up next Saturday. W2SC T-Mobile.
W2SC T-Mobile, KT2WC. Yeah, that's, I do the same thing. I picked my tree up last Thursday, but I won't bring it in until the weekend now, Saturday or Sunday. But it's been in the backyard. Yes, I used to use a hand saw, now I have a chainsaw, so it's, you know, 1 through 3, I have it cut, you know, about a couple of inches off. A couple of times before I had that, I used to take a drill with a small drill bit and drill some holes into the bark. This way it gets some water that way.
Yeah, right, sure. And, they have these solutions that will help prolong the, tree. But, so I could use that solution. But otherwise, just using regular water, I guess, or, I mean, there's something else you can put in there that will help prolong it as well. That'd be a 2SCT mobile.
They used to say, put an aspirin in the water. I used to have that prolonged stuff. I don't know if it worked. I mean, it seemed like it took water a little longer when I was using it. I just used plain warm water.
Thank you.
That's interesting. And you mentioned aspirin. Yeah, I think I've heard that before. But they have this prolonged solution that you can put in there, and that helps it. You know, so, but I'm not going away or anything, so I don't,
very good, guys. Yeah, today looks like a beautiful day.
I just walk outside with the dog, and it's clear and nice, and not so cold. It's really, really nice. Hopefully stay like this, that's good for business, and if not for business, it's good for the soul. So we will enjoy a good day. Tomorrow will be a new story. Okay, see you next week, Peter.
All right, very good, yeah.
Yes, it'll be good. Yeah, I'm about 50 degrees tomorrow, and,
yeah, I think it's just a passing shower, Phil, no big deal, and one might come in the afternoon and another at night, but just, you know, very light showers, nothing to speak of. And then the rest of the week, say no big storms inside or anything, right through, into the end of the week, as far as they can see for sure. You know, through Friday, Saturday, beyond that, they can't know what next week's going to bring. But I don't know if we're going to have a little bit of snow for Christmas or just the way it is now. But it's nice to get a little dusting. So it looks as Christmassy like last week, where we had that little bit of dusting on in the middle of last week. Phil, over to you.
Peter?
Yeah, not me. I'm hoping for a nice, mild Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of snow anymore.
Downloaded a picture from my house upstate. Looks like they got well over a foot up there. If I wanted to go up there, I couldn't even get in my driveway. It looks like the mound from the plow, it has to be three feet easy. I'll wait till it melts. Like I said, I'm not a fan of it snow anymore. But the road is nice and black. It's right down to the blacktop. You know, that's one thing about up there. They usually pretty good at. They have to be. They don't have a choice. Yeah, they're getting snow regularly up there. Over to you, man. KD2 CWZ.
CPZ, downwind.
Okay, to Alex, we're very good. Breaking station recognized. Give it to you in a minute. Yep, 3 foot of snow, that's way too much for me. I like when it's in inches. Anything in inches. 2 inch, 1 inch, it's okay. But again, it is what it is. We can choose and pick, so we'll take what they give us. This week we have the Christmas party in my office. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be nice to see everybody outside walk. More relaxed, more, relaxed, I guess is the right word. So I'm looking forward to that. That's supposed to be Friday night. It's going to be some nice place in Island Park. So we'll see. Okay, let's give it to the breaking station. I believe it's Hal. Hal, go ahead.
Good, man. Very good. And hello. I didn't get the other station. I didn't hear. I didn't get the call fast enough. Well, I'm on my way to Richmond Hill. And I've got to straighten out some stuff today. Got to get some equipment ready. And by noontime, I should be back in Oceanside to do more work out there. Everything else is quiet. So, Ben, I'll be looking forward to hear from you about what we talked about on the phone. Should be interesting. I may even find the time to stop by Freeport if it calls for it, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, station, pick it up. I heard the last part of your voice. I didn't recognize it. K6DPC, Dolling Purple Zombies, Mobile, listening.
Okay, I'm going to pick it up. Let me make sure I have it. Okay, yeah, that was Ben. That's Ben that's in here every morning. Hal, and then it's just Phil and I. Nice to hear you. We're finally going to Richmond Hill and then back to Oceanside. So it sounds like you have a full day there of activity. And everything's going along okay. And very good. Yeah, that should be nice. It's the Island Park Yacht Club, I think you mentioned. Very nice. The weather's, the weather's forecast to be staying in the mid-40s through the week and up to 50 tomorrow and then, back into the mid-40s. So it might be somewhat warm enough to be outside a little bit on the deck there, but they have these heat lamps, which a lot of places have these days. They can be outside. They usually do that in the fall when the weather gets cooler in the later October into November. It should be a nice time. I've heard about the yacht club there, that it's nice and everything. And Phil, with everybody putting things up earlier now, these past years, it's kind of seemed not to keep things up so long after. I'm the old tradition of putting up later and keeping it up longer, you know. Phil, over to you.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, that's why I say, I'll buy the tree early, way too long, then your selection dwindles with each passing day now. So I'll buy it, I'm even in the backyard. And like that, I learned a few years ago, don't let them cut it, because it's got to be put in water, very quick. I'm pretty sure, they want, 3 to 4 hours. No more than that, get it into some water. I'll do that. My plan is either Saturday or Sunday, and rush, although that still leaves me 4 days for Christmas, get it all set up. Over to you, Ben.
Okay, two are actually very good guys. Yep, I'm looking forward for the party, we'll see. I want to see tonight if I can make it home early enough. I want to get into the swap net. Usually I don't do it early on Mondays, but I will try. I have a brand new laptop that I'm looking to unload, so that will be the right place, I guess. And yes, Hal, don't worry about what we talk about. I will take care of it today, definitely, and I will call you back with a number and name. So that will be the way to go. Let's give it to Peter, KC2RXV.
Actually, Hal, you should take it, and then I take it after you, Hal. Go ahead, Hal.
Very good, Peter. Just on the Belt Parkway here. It's bumper to bumper, and we're just trying to get ourselves organized. Yeah, I went through over the weekend. The real estate place that sold me the house had a real nice Christmas party. Unlimited food. The broker called me up and said, come down with you and your wife. And they really put out a nice spread to Century 21. I'm glad it's not too cold today, because I got a few things I wanted to try and do. And 2MB told me he was going to come by, hopefully, and connect up a line for me, so maybe I can get the dinosaur out of the pit and working. You have the repeater system. But we'll see what happens. Many times I've been told that, and nothing materialized. So let me turn it over. Pick it up, Peter. Take your next rotation. It's K6DPZ Mobile.
Okay, K6DPZ, W2SCT Mobile. All right, very good. Now, and that sounds like a nice deal that Century 21 is giving you a nice party there for the selling the house to you and getting that done. That sounds nice. Just got on the LIE here in Jericho, and it's moving very well in both directions. Wide open. Oh, that's good. And it sounds like things are coming along there well, Hal. And I'm sure they'll have a lot of good hors d'oeuvres, and then they'll have the main courses. I guess it sounds like not a sit-down dinner, but buffet style. So you'll be able to, which is nice, like we had at our holiday party. It's nice to be able to go around and jump around from table to table and from one spot to the other and enjoy. And my sister had a lot of nice parties in the city, but they'd have them at different locations every year. They never had them in the office. So set up a nice place all over, and so it'd be good. And Phil, we'll do it this way. Get it in the water within 4 hours, and that should make it nice for give the tree a good start, without worrying about it drying out. W2SCT Mobile, Phil.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, I got my grandson's
one is pretty cool. They have their Christmas party in the morning. Grand parents are invited, so that's where I'll be heading out. It'll be real nice. You know, at that age, they're so cute, so you gotta enjoy it because it's fleeting. So, over to you, Ben.
Okay, C2LXV. Okay, very good, guys. Yep, again, I'm looking forward for this party to see what's happened. Anyway, my new schedule, guys, I got to start moving here. I'm still at home. I'm talking with you from home now. But I have to get ready to go out, so I have to say goodbye here at this point. I would like to stay and chit-chat. I have to go do my thing, so we will talk again tomorrow. As I say, I will try tonight to make it to the swap net. I believe it's after the regular net on Monday, which I never made it. But I will try. That's it. I will say 73. I will give the microphone, I believe, to Al, and we'll talk again tomorrow, folks. Al?
Ben, very good. Have a good day at work. Don't get into too much mischief, but try to sell a lot of cars. Most important. Now, I've got to make up a few phone calls here, so I'm going to temporarily excuse myself, and hopefully I'll be back before I get to Richmond Hill, because the traffic is very heavy. So, Peter, back to you, and we shall return. This is K6 Darling Purple Zombies.
Oh, now it's Darling Purple Zombies. No more dirty, huh? What about using the word D-U-M-B? No, I'm only kidding. There's a lot of things you can come up with, Al, on the phonetics with your call, right? All right. Have a good day. We'll be here if you want to come back and answer your phone calls. Ben, take care. Yeah, it is 7:37. So, time to move on, I guess. We have to slow down because of the sun, but I saw some police lights to the right, so I don't know what was going on over there, but we're rolling through here, but slowly because of the sun. Early from an earlier, when it was right in everybody's eyes. And it takes a while for the residual to burn off, so to speak. You know, people are backed up until the sun gets higher and so on. So that's what why we're kind of rolling slowly through here. So, Phil, it's back to you and I. And let's Rich at 2EO. I wonder how he's doing. Pops in. So, Phil, over to you. And maybe Ben will take it for one more before he goes. If not, it'll just be you and I. Phil?
WB2CMF.
Hey, good morning, Todd. I was just wondering if the Sultan repeater is active this morning. I've been 73. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, go ahead, Pat. Pick it up. I'm surprised.
Oh, no, the Sultan machine is up. If Ben's leaving, I'll say a quick good morning. This time it's you that's leaving on me. What do you take if you're going to say 7-3?
I think he pulled the plug. He said he had to leave. When he says he has to leave, that's it. He's probably turning the radio off and going to get into the shower and get ready. Very good. Yeah, Ben, if you're listening at all, we'll catch you in the morning. I never catch Ben in the afternoon because he probably works later. He probably works until 6 or 7 o'clock or something like that. And Pat, yeah, you sound good, and so the East is up, that's good. Yeah, I mean, since Lou reset it Thursday night, it's been holding nice and steady, so Eric should be in later this week, I think Wednesday or so, or Thursday, and be able to go over everything. So, Pat, hope you had a good weekend. I know you took the day off, things with the car, a couple other things, so let's keep these days off this time of year right ahead of the holidays. I know some people that if they don't take their holiday, their vacation days, they lose them. Some